This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome to hour number two of USA Prepares. In case you missed the first hour, no, it's not Monday already. I talked to Vincent yesterday, and he was all set to come on. And then a little bit later, Mrs. Fennelli gave me a call, which is always a clue that there's a little bit of a favor to be asked. And so here I am. You know, something else came up that required Vincent's time. He's promised that he'll be with me on Monday. So let me go ahead and get the announcements out of the way. We do have the RK Prepper Show coming up next weekend in Springfield, Missouri at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. That's June 25th and 26th. We'll have a number of USA Prepares instructors there. The featured ones are Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein, Craig Douglas, and Vincent Fennelli. They're also planning to have a special meetup at Jimmy's Egg on Saturday evening, June 25th at 6 p.m., where you can have dinner, Dutch treat, and meet and talk with a number of your instructors. And Vincent has asked that you email him, Vincent at USAPrepares.com, if you plan on attending, letting him know how many people will be there so he can reserve space, and to put USA Prepares Reunion in the subject line. And students, instructors, and guests are all welcome. And you know, you don't even need to attend the expo if you just happen to be in Springfield for the Saturday night. You can just join them for that. Well, today we are up to America Again, number 105, David Zuniga. Good morning, David.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing good.
Okay, let's see. Next week we're going to start going through my latest book, Fear the People, chapter by chapter. This week I want to finish the lesson on popular sovereignty, and that's just, popular sovereignty is just the kind of self-government that we stipulate in the Constitution. So we have to lay this foundation before we get into the book.
Okay.
Part of this lesson is civics. But the main part is how we're going to have to conduct ourselves with our servants from now on. This is something we really don't talk about that much. We talk about how bad they are all the time. But we don't talk about how we conduct ourselves and how we need to conduct ourselves if we really are the sovereigns and they really are the servants. So in the Constitution, we make it really clear that we the people are the apex sovereigns. We're the top. But like I said last time, I think it was last Friday, maybe it was the one before, we stress that popular sovereignty is collective. We're not individual kings and queens. If we did that in our system, that would be anarchy. So we're not individually sovereign. We are collectively sovereign. So we have to act in a large enough group. Let me give you an example. Citizens' grand jury. That's a 1,000-year-old founding principle of our system of law. Justice Scalia in the 1992 Supreme Court ruling U.S. v. Williams, he penned a great opinion there for the majority. It was a 6-3 opinion. He said that the grand jury is the most powerful authority in American courts whenever a public servant commits a crime. So the people are, they do not need to listen to judges. They don't have to listen to the prosecutor. They don't have to do any of that. The people, a grand jury is the absolute top of the legal pecking order in this society. But you have to know how to do it. You have to, but when you combine the people's grand jury, for instance, with this theory of individual sovereign citizens, people get marginalized. They're going to marginalize you every time. And when you do these little actions, one here and one there, you're going to get picked off and you're going to get made to look like a tinfoil hat fool. That's what they've been doing to us year after year after year. Even though we're doing the right thing, we're not doing it in the right way. So I'm not suggesting the collective American sovereign has to be a big majority. We're never going to get that. We're never going to make that. Not the way society is today. But we stipulate in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, we say that we ourselves are going to, quote, execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions, unquote. Okay, that's law enforcement, right? Execute the laws of the Union. Now, we're not going to do that if we try it in Bundy fashion, in one town somewhere in the middle of Podunk. It's not going to work. It's the same way if we try to bring a people's grand jury to consider torts and crimes by public officials, if we do it on, you know, these one-shot deals. It's not going to work. It is law enforcement. We're not doing it right. So it's not a majority activity. I'm not saying that. It's not a popularity contest. I'm not saying that. I am saying a very small tactical remnant can enforce our Constitution, but that remnant has to be spread over the country. It has to be raised and organized across our republic, and we have to act in concert. That's what America Again is. And that's why I say every time, you know, when you listen to these lessons, if you haven't joined America Again yet, you're not doing a bit of good. I mean, until we grow our numbers, we're in 110 towns. We should be in 3,000 towns right now. We're aiming for 2,500 towns by next March. But we've got, as soon as you join, your town is now on the map. You get one other person to join you, and then the two of you each get one person, and you're done for the year. You've got four people, and that's our first milestone. We're trying to get four people per node, and we're trying to get 2,500 nodes by the time, we think Trump takes office next year. So by that time, we'd have 10,000 people working across the country. The financial disaster that's rolling our way, you all know this. You hear it every day on this channel. You hear it all over the place if you're awake. That financial disaster is massive. It's unavoidable. The math, you can't fight the math. Since 2008, the national debt load increased by 40% in those 6 years after the 2008 collapse. The total debt load increased by 40%, and production increased by 18%. How does that work? The top five American banks today have $500 trillion of derivative casino action going on their books right now. That's 31 times our total GDP. Give me a break. That is completely untenable. It's so shaky, it's ready. The banking system is ready to flop on its face. There's 93 million American adults not employed. Over half of the population is on food stamps, Social Security, government pensions, Medicare, disability, unemployment, and others. You know, dipping into Washington, D.C. organized crime's loot bag. You know, the productive sector can't carry this load. They can't. So that's what's happening. Everything's getting crushed. The Eurozone is worse, and China's just as bad. So just know, this is what's coming. And if you don't wake up, and if you don't join up, and if you don't start getting just one or two other people, we've got to start doing this now. You don't wait until it all falls apart, and then nobody knows what to do, and everybody's freaking out. So productive America's shrinking right now, right? The huge government bureaucracy and debt service are mushrooming, so the wheels are going to come off soon. And I know we've been saying this for years and years. It's really, really super critical now. And like I say, the Eurozone and China are basket cases, too. So is Central and South America. Most of Latin America is, you know, going bonkers. And when the wheels come off, people won't be thinking straight. And so right now is the time for us to be preparing and putting this popular sovereignty in place. Not after the collapse. We should be putting it in place now. even if we don't get everything done, we at least have a network. So this is what popular sovereignty is. More than anything, it's just taking responsibility. It's acting like a responsible adult, even if your crazy, corrupt politicians don't. We need to act like adults. I know Donald Trump is all over the map, but on most things he says, he's just saying what we've been saying for decades, or what we've been thinking for decades while politicians were laughing at us. This isn't up to the politicians, folks. They're the problem. We all know it. This is up to we, the people, ourselves. And so America Against the Popular Sovereignty, action behind Trump's words and the mandate that the public is giving Trump right now by the millions and millions of people. They want him to end D.C. organized crime. That man's not going to do it by himself. In fact, he's going to do very, very little of it. Presidents don't have much power to do that. We do have the power, but we've got to get going. So when you join, we give you the resources to recruit just three other people in your community this year. You just get one more, and then the two of you together just go find one more, and you've got your four. That's it. Those small teams, we need 50 state capitals covered for Proclamation Day. The thing that we're going to – our first national action to ratify the original First Amendment, that's going to start with that Proclamation Day event at all 50 state capitals on the same day at the same hour. So we need those 50 state capital teams. It's not a hard thing to do. You go, you're going to read this proclamation, you're going to have somebody recording it, you're going to have a blogger there, and you're going to do a flash mob. You're going to go around the capital area right before and do a flash mob. Pick up 10 people, 20 people, 50, as many as you can. If there's two or three of you or five of you, now there'll be 50 of you. And you're going to take a short video or whatever as you read the document. That's it. But we do this in all 50 state capitals, and we make history right there. That day we announce to the world that we and Europe will be listening. Trust me. So will the Chinese. We're announcing that we, the people here in America, are restoring our constitutional sovereign-servant relationship. Okay? So today I wanted to talk about, okay, so how do you, how do I, how do we actually live out that new sovereign-servant relationship? How does that actually work out? Okay, for instance, let's talk about going to the Capitol on that day, your state Capitol. And we'll have to do that after the break.
There's John Reagan with David Zuniga, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. We have David Zuniga with us. And I just wanted to throw in very quickly, I think if we had people draw a diagram of how America works today, they draw this pyramid. At the top, they put the federal government. In the middle, they put the state and local government, and they put the people down at the bottom. And I think our founders would come in and say, well, that's close, but you need to invert that pyramid. It's we the people at the top, the state and local government in the middle, and you have that point at the bottom of the federal government handling the limited number of functions that it was delegated by the Constitution. David?
That's exactly right, John. If you did a graphic that way, it would be exactly correct. I've, in fact, done one that way. And it's the same way in the courts when people think that federal courts are above state courts and they don't realize it's exactly the opposite. And we talk about that in America Again, the movie, and I explain that in the book, Fear the People. So it's really good that you remind people of that. We really are on the top. Just because there's a lot of us doesn't mean that we're grassroots and, you know, little earthworms underfoot. So we're at the top. But, okay, so let's talk about how do you actually flesh that out? How does that work out in your mind when you're, let's say, going to the Capitol building, okay? Don't let a nice suit, don't let a fancy building intimidate you. Let me explain about monumental architecture. I was a former architectural engineer for 28 years. I designed 54 buildings in that period of time, and commercial buildings. And I know how monumental architecture affects the human psyche, and it's supposed to affect the human psyche. The purpose of monumental architecture, when you walk up to that building, it's to powerfully impact the visitor and to stay in your subconscious. What other buildings do you know other than federal buildings and especially your state capitol building that impress you like that, other than, you know, Las Vegas hotels or whatever? What other buildings are so opulent, so grand, so permanent? Okay, that's what they're meant to be. They're meant to awe the person and even to intimidate the person. So the visitor, you see how visitors are. They look up at the ceiling in the rotunda and they go spinning on the floor and they look around. Everything is so big and so opulent and so beautiful. So the visitor feels insignificant, right? That's the human response to our built environment. If something really big, you feel really small. You feel it every time, for instance, when you enter a mansion or a cathedral, a huge church, right? So people that work in that building, now think about this. There are servants. In fact, most of them are staffers. So they're the servants of our servants, right? But they work in that massive building with the marble floors and the 20 to 24 to 30-foot ceilings, awe-inspiring, you know, those celestial dome painted beautifully. They feel superior. They work there and you don't. So think about it. This is working on your subconscious from the time you walk up those steps. And it works on those staffers' subconscious every day when they walk in to the office. They think they're big shot. They may talk nice. They may smile at you. Trust me, they are absolutely, they are not to be trusted. Staffers or your elected officials there, your elected servants in that building, they are not to be trusted. Talk about that in a minute. After we ratify the 28th Amendment, districts are going to be cut down. U.S. congressional districts are going to be limited to 50,000 people or less, a 15th as big as they are today. Texas has 36 districts today. It'll have 550 districts when it's done the way the Founding Fathers meant it to be done. So everything's going to get very local. But here's the thing about the architecture. One of the most critical aspects of our Bring Congress Home Act is, from then on, once we bring them home, your servant in Congress is going to be working out of a modest lease space. Never again out of that huge, opulent building. I don't know what we're going to do with Capitol Hill. I really don't know what we'll do with that building. We'll find some use for it. But they'll now be working out of a modest lease space right in their own district. Everything becomes local with Congress. Okay, so whatever we sovereigns are going to face, whatever's coming, our servants will have to face. Where we live and work, they'll live and work. See how different that's going to be from sending little emails to your Lord and Master over in Capitol Hill Palace way over in D.C.? It's going to be very, very different.
This is John Reagan with David Zuniga. We'll be back after this break.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent, and I'd like to point out that on page one of USAPrepares.com, you can find the article for David Zuniga. And if you click into that, it has a couple of links. One is the link to the AmericaAgain.net website. And the second link is a direct link where you can download a PDF copy of Fear the People at the outrageous price of absolutely free. David?
Thanks, John. Didn't know you had that. That's really good. I knew you had the first link. Didn't know you had the book download. Great. Sure appreciate it. Okay, so right now the whole world's going bonkers. It's going to continue to. And we, here in this country, have to show what popular sovereignty is. We need to live it out while all of Europe and Asia and Latin America watch us. Okay? We need to stop letting these well-dressed, smooth-talking, big-spending, arrogant servants of ours under those celestial domes. We need to stop letting them intimidate us. We're their sovereigns. So we have to program ourselves to think differently. So here's lesson number one in programming ourselves. And I've already alluded to it. When you visit any capital, don't walk around like an awestruck kid, okay? It's only a building, for goodness sakes, and it belongs to you, okay? So lose that inferiority complex when you're walking around in the building, okay? It's your building. Act like it. I mean, don't act stupid. Just act like the owner, because you are. Okay, lesson number two. Never assume your legislator is a Christian just because he or she delivers great, moving, tear-jerking speeches and prayers in public. Remember Christ's teaching, okay? You need to hold a self-proclaimed Christian to a higher standard. The more they pray in public, if a legislator starts praying in public a lot, the less you ought to trust them. General rule of thumb with all legislators, never trust, always verify. Get it in writing, get it on tape, get it on video. Never trust what they tell you. They will lie 100% of the time if they can. Okay, so lesson number one was don't freak out with the building. Lesson two is never assume your legislator's a Christian just because they talk Christian-y. Lesson number three, sovereigns do not petition servants, okay? Think about it. Doesn't make any sense. We the people aren't beggars. We don't work for them. We're their employers. Our Constitution's the highest law. What's hard about this? Just instruct your servant how to obey the Constitution in a given case, whatever it is you're going to deal with them about, whether it's an email or call or you're there in person. If they sponsor or vote for a law that restores limited government, great. Okay, tell them well done. Something like that. Whatever you tell an obedient servant, somebody that works for you, well done, good job. But don't start gushing with thank yous and, oh, you know, like people do. Just because a politician finally obeys the Constitution that they've always been violating, you're going to thank them? Doesn't make sense. So don't petition servants. You're a sovereign. And then lesson number four, the last one, to reprogram ourselves. Don't ever use these pompous terms to address them. They're your servants. Just because they're staffers, use some highfalutin, the honorable, so-and-so. Don't do that. Those labels never made sense, but especially with today's corruption, it's a sick joke to write the honorable senator this and that. Don't. If you want to write the honorable, put it before your name. If we all start doing that, maybe the correct sovereign servant order will start catching on. Okay. Those are four things to remember. We've got to lose the bad attitude. We've got to lose the inferiority complex. We have to remember what the Constitution entrusts us to do, what our duty is. The Bring Congress Home Act, that's just the first of 22 reform laws that America, again, plans to ram through the Congress over the next years. Like I said a few weeks ago, all of those laws are outlined in Chapter 12 of Fear of the People. And we're going to cover them all in coming weeks. So to get the material sooner, download the book. Like John said, it's on the USA Prepares website. Because Great Depression 2 is coming, because it's mathematically inevitable, because it's going to be really bad, really hard, and it's going to last a long time, that's all the more reason to believe that when we have 6,400 citizen statesmen in a split-up House of Representatives, this is the largest, most important divide-and-conquer action human beings will have ever taken. And Mr. Trump in the White House, he'll help ram through each one of our actions, through their defenses, and start restoring our rule of law. But it's up to us to do this. Trump isn't going to do any of these things. He'll jump on once we do start them. Okay, so remember the site's AmericaAgain.net. Our new interactive site goes live at the end of July. Our national conference call every Sunday night, 8 p.m. If you want to join that call, click on the red Take Action button on our homepage, and it'll give you the instructions on how to join that call. 8 p.m. Central every Sunday night. Repentance, folks, is not optional. Great Depression 2 is coming. Prepping doesn't solve the systemic problems. It solves your family's problems, but that doesn't restore our republic. We're going to just sit and maunder, and things just get worse until we do the job that all of us have in the responsible remnant. So if you're a member of USA Prepares, join America again. On Proclamation Day, our new way of life is going to begin. The whole world is going to watch us and listen as we do this thing in all 50 state capitals. We start restoring this republic, and Mr. Trump will help our actions go viral. But it starts with building our numbers in more towns, like your town. That's where it has to start. When you join, your town goes on our list. Then you find one friend to join, and pretty soon each of you, the two of you, will find one more during the next year. When you have that little team of four in town, that's our goal. Boom. It's not rocket science. And this is how we're going to dig out, folks. It's going to be one step at a time. For the last 150 years, our progenitors did not do this. They lived like little peons. They lived like little worms underfoot, what they called grassroots. Our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents didn't know any better. We do. It's time to start spreading this news. And just do this one step at a time. We're not asking you to do anything big. So the site's AmericaAgain.net, and join us, and you'll be part of the solution. But remember, please, never idolize your servants again. That's the most important part of this. They have to feel that from you. You have to feel that from them. It's going to take time. So that's the lesson for today. That's the formal lesson for today. And John, if you have any question or comment, this would be a good time for us to interact, because that's all I wanted. I don't want to jump into chapter one of the book yet, until next time. So I'd rather work through what we've talked about today.
And I think one of the things that we can look at is, you know, things have changed since the Constitution was written. We do have technology. The only option back then was to have a central meeting point, and it could take days of travel time just to get there. And there weren't professional politicians. These people had jobs, or in jobs, they had businesses, farms to get back to, and if they spent too much time in D.C., it was detrimental to them. They didn't get these, you know, wonderful retirement packages. Whereas today, you know, we don't need to have that central location. We can have the people located out here where they kind of don't want to be within arm's reach of the people they represent or are supposed to be representing. And maybe just to turn up the heat a little bit, if we could get Trump to issue an executive order turning off the air conditioning to Congress.
Well, and the other side of that, though, John, there's two sides to how we're going to change as a country, as a people, and, you know, as sovereign people and as servant leaders, okay? The servant leaders will come. Once we make this thing not pay, not such a paying gig for corrupt type people, you know how people that they really like to wield power over others and they like to puff up their chest and they're egotists and they're camera hogs and all that. It starts in like middle school. I mean, you see young kids already being that way. And right now we farm this. We cultivate this. From the very earliest ages, we teach, you know, we talk about elected leaders, and we're gonna talk about nomenclature next week, but because that's all chapter one of the book. But when you start thinking, all right, when we take them out of D.C. and now you're going to be officing in your district, well, guess who's going to be officing there? It's going to be people like you and I, John. I mean, a different kind of person is now going to say, whoa, I can do this. I can run for office. If it's just this 50,000 people around me, hey, I want to run for Congress. It's $95,000 a year. That's half what they make now, by the way. $95,000 a year. I can work for up to 4 years representing the people around me. I know a lot of people. A lot of people know me. Heck, I'll do it. I don't have to move to D.C. I don't have to play footsies with all these lobbyists and corrupt people. A lot different person, a very different kind of American, will start running for office. That's what we use. Well, that's what we still call a statesman. So statesmen don't look for the same stuff. They don't want all the accolades and all. They want to get stuff done. They want to, more like the original statesmen that you were talking about, John, that were meant to lead and represent and all of that. Right now, these people don't lead anything. They're not leaders at all. They're crooks.
And it may even be worse than that. you know, we have seen the surveillance that the NSA does, and we wonder what dirt do they have on these people that may cause them to vote in ways that they shouldn't. This is John Reagan with David Suniga. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Imagine your life 5 years from now.
Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
when you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
This is John Reagan with David Zuniga of America Again. David, I don't know if you knew that I wrote a book, The Financial State of the Union, and it goes through a journey of piece by piece of exactly our position. And we are so far beyond bankrupt, and it takes a bit just explaining, if you understand the way financial math works, just how bad it is. And one of the things I discovered after I published the book, I finally found the 75-year table that was created by the Social Security trustees to show our shortfall. Now, that gets rolled up in the financial report of the United States, and they do the present value calculation, which means this is the amount of money we'd have to invest today, earning 5.7% interest in order to make up the shortfall. And that number was over $14 trillion, which, we can't even come up with that. But for the 75 years, it was over $200 trillion, and that was with a lot of optimistic assumptions. So we have to, in a short amount of time, figure out how are we going to care for one another when these governmental programs break down. David?
Well, that's right. And that's why you really have to, and I know these listeners do. I mean, if you're listening to my voice on this channel, you're the type that knows and understands that the world has always really been local. Everything really comes down to local. When we listen to news cycles, we're pushed into this internationalist thinking, but everything is local when it comes right down to it. Who else on earth can do what we can do by law, lawfully? Now, things are going to happen that we're not going to get out of. We're going to pay a piper, and we're going to have some very, very, very hard years. We'll tell our grandkids about it, and some of them will even see it. Okay, those are boundary conditions. We're going to have that one way or another. I know a lot of people in the Ron Paul Revolution, the Tea Party, the secessionist movement, Second Amendment movements, the 10th Amendment nullification groups, the Constitutional Convention people, the Constitutional Sheriff's Movement, Citizens Grand Jury, Tax Honesty Movement. I mean, so many of these people have been beating their heads against one issue or another issue. America again is finally, we're saying, look, folks, let's get together on a full spectrum plan. You're not going to get it all done quickly, but we have to work on all of it slowly. So that, and the least effective thing you can be doing is watching and following and thinking that electoral politics is going to save us. It's not going to change anything. It never has, never will. So, and all of us are sick of the corruption and the arrogance and stuff, but the Tea Party movement, for instance, was at one time 15 million people. You know what? It's 15 million more cynics today. They're cynical because they see, wow, it didn't work. Something else that didn't work. Well, yeah. You know what? Electoral politics will never work. That's not what we're talking about here. Like you say, this has to break down to the family, the community. Everything is local. That's how we live. We live locally. Think locally. So now we're going to bring Congress and make them live with us, divided up, live with us. Isn't that, I mean, just think of it. It's natural. It's the way it should be. And like you say, we couldn't have done it before the Internet. But now that we have the Internet and this tactical force-massing power of social media, we'd be insane not to use it. And all because our false god of electoral politics didn't save us time after time after time. Give it up. Give it up. It's never going to save us. We're going to live locally. Now you bring your representative and your servant with you and force them to live with you. That's where we're headed. So next time we're going to get into chapter one of the book and start working through this. Join America Again, AmericaAgain.net. Join us. Until you join us, you're still part of the problem.
Well, David, thank you for being with us. In class, remember, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.